Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here.
As the coronavirus hits, many of us are stuck at home and are looking for something to watch to pass time or to sit and watch something in the evenings. I was thinking about giving you some recommendations because I've seen some really good stuff on German TV in the past few months, and I would like to talk to you about some of these shows. And yeah, why don't you get some input, get inspired of what you could watch that is related to German culture. Enjoy my input. As a prolific virus is traveling the world, many of us have some time at home to kill. Quarantine, curfew, or precaution, whatever the reason may be, audiovisual streaming services will certainly be in high demand in the next few months. If you are looking for pastimes, other than reading this blog, of course, or listening to the equivalent podcast, here are three German shows you should definitely put on your watch list. In this podcast, and certainly also on other occasions, I have been ranting about the deplorable quality of German TV. Meanwhile, as the entertainment industry is growing, streaming services are cropping up, and competition is on the rise, I have, more often than in previous decades, happened upon the odd gem here and there. And while we're at it, why don't we go ahead and select the ones created by and or featuring extraordinary women? Here are three German Wonder Woman shows you should not miss. 1. Kudamm 56. Currently offered on German Netflix and ZDF Mediathek, this miniseries, created by author and screenwriter Annette Hess, is a genre-defying masterpiece. In 1950s Berlin, the Sherlock family find themselves headless. Mother Katerina and her three teenage daughters, Monica, Helga and Eva, are left to their own devices and must figure out how to keep the family ballroom dance school running. Control-freaky matron Katerina keeps plotting marrying her daughters off, but each of the young women has her own way of struggling with her expected role. To call Kudamm 56 a period drama would be telling merely a fraction of the truth. Depending on one's focus, one could call it an audiovisual treatise of family psychology, a feminist manifesto, a sociocritical analysis of 1950s Germany, a passionate plea to follow your heart, an empathic tale of the tribulations of individuals in times of harsh social judgment. I was instantly drawn in and deeply moved by the powerful storytelling and scintillating acting, especially the chemistry between Sonja Gerhardt's Monika and Tristan Putter's Freddy, is a staggering feast. The sequel, Kudamm 59, is also recommended, and another series, Kudamm 63, is underway. Another series it has created also deserves a special mention here, Weißensee. 2. Anna Burda, Die Wirtschaftswunderfrau. This two-parter starring Katharina Wackernagel sheds light on the life of Anna Burda, a woman who defies her traditional role and becomes an icon entrepreneur against all odds. In post-war Germany, the wife of women's magazine mogul Franz Burda comes up with an innovative concept for marketing sewing patterns and sets out to revolutionize the world of women's fashion by stealth. The inspiring story of an unconventional quest. 3. Erich Kästner und der kleine Dienstag. This film, from 2016, written by Dorothee Schön, portrays one of the great German authors, Erich Kästner, and tells a captivating story of his friendship with a boy who is also one of his most ardent readers. As Nazi laws get more and more restrictive in 1930s Germany, the progressive writer not only sees Jewish friends perish, but also finds himself under fire. Eventually, he is faced with the decision of whether or not to leave the country and comes up with a heartbreaking ploy to protect his young friend. This work is a call to courage, hello Brené Brown, and a moving tale of defiance in the face of human tragedy. Next time, we'll look at some more entertainment options. The Pommas Buddha says, shall we put the telly on?
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommasbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.